tucked away in a corner of the Meadowlands with just 2 square miles and 2,700 residents, Munaki is easy to overlook. But it holds a special place in the hearts of people like Frank Smith, who call it their home. Smith grew up in Munaki and has spent over 2 decades as captain of the rescue squad and assistant chief of the fire department, so he's seen a little bit of everything over the years. But the devastation he saw the morning after Sandy was unlike anything he'd ever witnessed.
Police station, borough hall, civic center, fire department, every business in town, the school, I mean, trailer parks. The airport was just on like a little island. I mean, the town was shut down. Munaki was done.
The nearby Hackensack River had overflowed its banks, flooding nearly the entire town under several feet of water. Even the rescue squad was put out of commission. Walking through what's left of the building, Smith says the damage was immense.
This used to be a kitchen. We had just redone the kitchen. We had all wood all around. I mean, it was really nice. You know, we had our meetings in here. We had our training in here. We slept in here. We ate in here. We had our couches, our entertainment center. We had, like, our refrigerators, our freezers, our, you know, stove, everything. It was all destroyed. All our files. We lost everything.
While the squad has done some cosmetic repairs to make the building livable, they still need to come up with hundreds of thousands of dollars to replace equipment and add a second level to provide protection from future storms. It's been difficult, Smith says, to continue to work with things the way they are.
You know, we're still moving, we're still going on, we're still answering calls, but there's been real no progress, and there's no money to do anything. That's the problem. You know, we haven't really fixed anything.
Just next door to the rescue squad, it's also been a rough few months at Bazzarelli's, a family-run upscale Italian restaurant and pizzeria. The business sits at the corner of the intersection in Munaki's small downtown and features authentic recipes the owner brought over from his native Italy decades ago. His daughter, Susanna Bazzarelli, says it's been hard to take in all the losses.
When you have something for 42 years, it has a soul. And when it is devastated from something like this, you literally have to mourn it because it's gone. And you're like, what do we do now? Where do we go from here?
Bazzarelli's lost all its equipment and pizza ovens and about $70,000 worth of food, not to mention months of lost revenue during the normally busy holiday season. Their insurance company refused to provide any help, so Susanna's father had to empty out his retirement account to pay for the repairs. But now the restaurant has finally reopened, business has returned in droves, and things are looking positive, thanks in large part to all the support from the community.
We have a lot of customers that come in and say, we can paint, you know, my husband's a good painter, we can help you guys. And I mean, who does that? Who helps, you know, like their favorite restaurant? It was definitely such a great testament that they were more to us than just customers, and they saw that as well.
Susanna says that support came about because Munaki is a tight-knit place where people know all their neighbors. Borough Council member Bobby Bauer agrees that that small-town feel may be the single biggest factor helping Munaki get back on its feet.
Everybody helps everybody here. You know, my neighbor helped me, I helped my neighbor during the storm, and that's the way we are. There's people still struggling, but they're fighting, they're not giving up, and they're doing what they have to do to move forward.
That small-town feel can cut both ways, though. Some residents say that in the aftermath of Sandy, it's felt at times like their tiny community has been a forgotten child compared with the Jersey Shore. 6 months after the storm, the Munaki Police and Borough Hall are still operating out of temporary trailers, and town leaders are trying to figure out how to climb out of the $7 million hole Sandy left them in. On top of it all, Bauer says everyone's a little worried in the back of their minds, with a fear they never had before the storm, a fear that there's a chance this could all happen again. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.